Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up? Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody's feeling good. Let's go around the room. First up, he was just in Dallas for a Cowboys game, and producer Eddie is his name.
Yeah, that's right.
You're kind of weak. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, so I saw a meme that is going to change my marriage. And it said, experienced couples don't exchange gifts. They save their money instead and go on vacation together. And I saw this. I'm like, I love this because I hate buying gifts for like my wife. And my wife's just like, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for Christmas? It's like, let's get that out of the way. And I've said this for years. Let's not get each other gifts. But I didn't think of we can save that money and go on vacation together, which is genius. So I showed my wife the meme. She says, yes. She said, let's do this.
Feels like a trap. I mean, if you don't buy her a gift on her birthday, you're dead.
We haven't really done that for a few years.
You don't get her anything.
We say, like, hey, your birthday's coming up. What do you want? She says, no, I really don't want anything.
She does want something.
You literally get
nothing?
And
how expensive gifts are you getting her that you can afford a vacation off of it?
Well, say, like, you know, I buy her a $100 gift, right? And then she buys me a $100 gift for her birthday. And then for Christmas, you spend maybe $200.
So it's all gifts.
Yeah, all gifts.
Oh,
okay. Valentine's Day, I would spend $100.
I wouldn't subscribe to that. I would just say, Mom, I would just do it.
But I mean, experiences.
That's great.
Like a trip,
but they still need a gift.
Memorable.
Don't ever not get someone a gift because I don't want anything.
I've realized that trips.
And you're basing your marriage on a meme. Let's not forget that either.
That's true, too. It is a meme, but sometimes memes, you look at them, you're like, that's so true.
I think it just depends on the person and the relationship.
Boom.
Yeah.
Gifts are great if the person that you're in a relationship with, if your partner, if their love language is gifts, or if that matters to them at all.
What if my wife just said, I like that, let's do it?
Still get her a gift.
You're stuck on that.
Just play it safe, buddy. Okay. This next person's a father of three boys, and playing rec soccer is something he enjoys. It's Lunchbox.
Last week, I came to Bobby and I asked him for a favor. I said, hey, man, like, the challenge, some of the people from the challenge and the old Real World people are coming to town for a podcast. And I was like, we need to book them on the show. They're coming this weekend. And I got the devastating news that they're not coming in studio.
Because they're not getting here in time.
Yeah, they're not getting here in time. They're not going to be here until tomorrow night at like 7 p.m. Well, at 7 p.m., we are not here. We are not in the studio.
Set it up. One-on-one with Lunchbox.
Yeah, you can be here.
I mean, I would do it. I would come up here and interview them, but I'm just saying I was very sad to know.
Why but?
I don't know if that's on the table. If that's on the table, bring them in. I will keep them here for 2 hours.
Oh, that's
2 hours.
Oh,
God.
That's too much.
For their sake, I might say never mind.
I mean, I need someone here to like regulate because, I mean, I will not stop.
So you need a crew?
You can't control yourself?
I need a camera crew. I need everything.
A camera crew?
Yeah, so Eddie will have to come in and film for socials. Okay.
You should just do it. And don't work and just record it.
Man, I would do it. I'll do it.
He's gonna cry.
Yeah,
man. I was just like,
we won't take it off the table yet. We'll talk about it.
Okay, yeah. I just got the news and I was like, oh, man.
Nice. All right, let's move on before he breaks down. Her Instagram stories will sometimes feature her cat, and quoting Pretty Woman is something she's good at. It's Amy, everybody.
So I like to celebrate the wins in life, the big ones, the small ones, and I just offer encouragement to anybody else that's in a co-parenting situation, because figuring out the holidays can be a little bit tricky because schedules change. There might be travel involved for one of the parents, and we successfully have our holiday schedule done, and we had to print out calendars. This is our first holiday where we're figuring this out as co-parents, and I printed out November and December, and then we went through and made it happen. He originally was supposed to have the kids for Thanksgiving, Ben was, but a trip came up with my sister and her family that's like a never going to happen again, once in a lifetime kind of thing. And they invited us, me and the kids. So he was nice and swapped with me. So now he'll have them Christmas. But even still, with school schedules and getting out, like nothing, our normal schedule is just not going to work for the holiday season. So we mapped it out, and the months are still even, and the kids have equal time with each parent, but it just looks really different than our contract, I guess, our agreed upon plan.
I like it that you guys were able to get through. This is new.
This is new, and so I just offer that as, encouragement, and then it takes time and planning, and you sit down, and it takes effective communication, but I think now we're set till January, and nobody's going to be confused. Nobody's second-guessing where the kids are in the loop, and we've got it on paper, and we agreed to
it. It's a contract. She's like, and we've signed it.
Yeah, so. Question, does that mean next Christmas you get them?
Yeah, so it's supposed to be this year, the way we just picked it when the lawyer was designing it, because the divorce was final this year. It's just kind of, he's like, I'll take Thanksgiving, you take Christmas. And then this came up, and I'm like, hey, can we switch, and I'll take Thanksgiving.
Did you feel anxious asking?
I did. Yeah. I was real, but I approached it with no expectations, because I had to know that legally he has them. And so if he says no, and maybe he's already made once in a lifetime plans, that he might say, sorry, I have this planned.
Once in a lifetime plan. Yeah.
I would have to accept that.
Well, look, we're proud for you.
Good job, big deal.
All right. Thank you. Ray.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he has his months mapped out too, and most days have a lot of blue. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I just want to share a new pet peeve that I have. And I didn't realize it was a pet peeve, but I do. It's a big one. And I have a few. One, anybody that sings a karaoke song over 3.5 minutes, that's a pet peeve.
Oh.
Anybody.
No Bohemian Rhapsody?
Nope. Okay. Stop it. We don't need Miss America Pie. We don't need Bohemian Rhapsody. We don't need Freebird. Yeah. We're good on all that. Another one that I really don't like is when people will text me, but I'm sure they text you too, and they go, hey, you around on Thursday evening? Because I'm like, well, I am, but I don't want to tell you I am. Yeah. Why don't you just say exactly what you want me for? Because if they go, you around, I'm like, yeah, I'm in town. Oh, cool. Can you come over to this event? And I'm like, oh, well, I just told them I was around.
Yeah.
Or it's like, hey, are you free Saturday? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, hey, we need you to come over and move. I don't know you. So that's a pet peeve when somebody generically asks, hey, you at this point in time available? And you blindly say, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like a trap, huh?
Yeah.
How do you respond? Can you respond to that in a generic way where you don't?
Usually if they say, hey, are you around on Thursday or whatever, I'll be like, why, what's up?
Okay.
Oh, depends.
Before you tell them what's
up. I don't do depends, but I do why, what's up.
Okay.
Because then they think, maybe I am, maybe I'm not, maybe I'll move something to get free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it turns out, after why, what's up, I'm never free. There you go. That's a pet peeve. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I recently went out to dinner. It was a nice birthday dinner. It was an upscale restaurant that my wife and I go to for special occasions. While at this dinner, I saw my boss walk in and be seated. I'd planned on walking over to say hello after our meal, but then noticed he was having dinner with another woman that wasn't his wife. I thought maybe it was work-related or possibly a family member until I noticed at one point she went over and sat on the very same side. And it was a corner booth that kind of got closer. They even shared a dessert. I got out of there without him seeing me. I know it's normally a don't put your spoon in someone else's chili situation, but I know my boss and his wife really well. We've gone on vacation together. They just invited us to their holiday party. It's not the first time he's done this. They almost separated a couple years ago because of infidelity, and it caused a lot of issues between them. Is this a situation that I should get involved in? Signed, caught my boss slipping. First of all, if he's out at a restaurant just openly with some woman sharing a cheesecake, he's going to get caught anyway.
On the same side of the booth.
He's just going to get caught. That's reckless. You shouldn't do it, but that's just reckless if you're doing it. You know, hide it better. But don't do that. Don't hide it. But I'm just saying he's going to get caught.
So it's drama you don't have to be involved in because it's eventually going to come out. Now, the only way I would say you need to be involved is if you are close and your A1 friend of the group is his wife. If that's your person, if that's the connector and that's a close friend of your wife or you more so than him, I think you go to her.
Oh,
because that's your friend you're looking out for. You always look out for your friend getting cheated on, period.
Are you close? I mean, is the all straight work dynamic?
If that's it, you say nothing. If you're just like a boss that you hang out with sometimes and you kind of stay out of the chili. But friendship comes before work because friendship lasts longer than jobs for the most part.
Yeah.
And if that is your friend, his wife is your close friend, you have to tell her. But if not, if it's like they're just a couple you hang out with sometimes, stay out, man. Because the job dynamic makes it even more difficult.
Any chance that she was just a friend that came into town and
1%
at the Four Seasons?
Hey, 1% chance.
Okay, okay.
Who loved cheesecake.
Right. Yes.
Go ahead.
No chili. No,
yeah, stay out of it. Unless, like, your diehard friend is his wife. You always got to look out for your friends. You stay out of it. Mm-hmm. You can always get a burner account. But I'm not going to say that. Just stay out of it. Thank you. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We'll get an update from Eddie a little later on how his wife feels if we can send him to the Middle East to get a hair transplant surgery. Mm. Because the Middle East is where it's at, apparently.
Turkey.
Yeah.
That's the Middle East.
That's the Middle East.
I know, right? But Turkey specifically.
But I like saying the Middle East.
Yeah, it sounds
just in
crazy.
General. Sounds like he's going to fight a war or something.
Okay. Which I'm not. Mm-hmm.
Like him and Norman Schwarzkopf are going to go over and Desert Storm it, you know?
It's kind of a war in my head against
on
my
your
hair.
Head. Yeah, against time.
Hair
Lauren
follicles.
Is on in Dallas. Hey, Lauren, we're talking about sending Eddie to Turkey. Hilarious to get hair transplant surgery. What do you know about this?
I really hope he doesn't listen to the show. I don't think he does, even though y'all are the best. So I dated this guy recently, and when we first started dating, he's like, I have this upcoming trip. I was like, awesome, where are you going? He was like, Turkey. And so obviously I was confused. And he's like, yeah, a little embarrassing, but I'm going to get a hair transplant. And I'm like super supportive, like, if you can do it, whatever makes you feel better. But anyways, yeah, he was like, there's a cap on how much you can get, like, here in the States. And he wanted, like, way more than that. So he booked this whole trip and was gone for, like, 5 days. But the recovery was, like, brutal. Not, like, in, like, how he felt, but just in, no offense, like, how he looked.
But how did it end up?
It ended up great. Mm. Like, I mean, 3 months out, like, full head of hair, like, he looks awesome. You would never know.
How long? Can you imagine Eddie coming in with, like, a fro? It'd be awesome.
How long was that recovery?
3 months.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because...
So it was, like, a month that he, like, couldn't work out. He couldn't put a hat on top of his head.
That's okay.
Oh, that's my life.
But, like, again, you're giving up a month to have a life.
Yeah, yeah, you wear the hat to cover the bald.
You're saying here publicly you're doing it, so just...
And I'm going to look like crap for a month?
No, you're probably going to inspire...
But what are you, it's delayed gratification. It's the key to life. Being able to put something in. It's an investment. It's your health. Delayed gratification is putting work in. That's what that would be.
Okay.
You would be going through something, and yeah, it'd suck for a minute or a month, but for 20 years, luscious locks of Fabio-looking Eddie.
I would like that.
That'd be awesome. So, Lauren, what would you suggest? Let's say if Eddie got it paid for completely, would you recommend he do it?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like, expectation-wise, like, they literally shave your whole head. They, like, it's a long, strenuous process. And, like, when you first get back, like, it looks like a horror movie, no offense, because, like, you have all these bloody dots all over your head.
Can't wait. We love you regardless of what you look like. Remember when your eye blew up? Remember when your eye blew up?
Yes.
Who loved you?
You guys did, but I wore sunglasses. I can't cover my bloody dots.
Yeah, you can.
How?
I don't know. But, so what we're doing, we don't even know if Eddie's wife will let him. We didn't plan this bit till later on in the show. But all in, if we can get him $10,000, we can send him and his wife to Turkey. Or maybe your wife doesn't want to go, because I wouldn't send both of you two.
Yeah, because the kids.
You gotta watch the kids.
Right.
Someone...
Maybe we send, like, Reed and he videos it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea.
You can't go.
Why?
Because you're here. You gotta do the show.
This is all my thing. This came
Amy just
from
wants
my
to go to
podcast.
Turkey.
Yeah, I want to go to
Turkey. I know, but I'm saying you can't leave the show.
I can call in.
You're the most important person in the show. You have to stop.
Hello, I'm over here.
I know, you guys weren't supposed to hear that. I was supposed to go through Amy's ears only.
No, we all heard it.
Okay, I heard it. Well, everybody did. Yeah.
But we don't have a sponsor or anything that wants to line it up yet, but we don't know if you want to do it.
You. If we, you.
Yeah, Bones, right? You're the sponsor, dude.
Originally, you said if I pay for it.
Yeah, but if I pay for it, or let's say I and some sponsors pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Regardless, I can't wait to hear what Eddie's wife said about it.
We just need to come up with $6,000.
No, 10.
Because you got to send someone else.
Someone else and then food and stuff.
No, stop saying food. You got plenty of food. $500 is already budgeted for food.
Turkey.
Well, I'm just saying, if we can at least get the $6,000, Eddie can go by himself.
It's not that bad. I'm looking at people bandaged up right now.
What do you mean it's not that bad?
Dolly, tomorrow. Dolly Parton, at this time tomorrow. Bobby Bone Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a bar in Phoenix called McKenzie's Midtown Tavern, and they started doing this a while ago. But so it's like 8 years in. They have a bike. It's a custom-made bike. And they auctioned it off for $5 a ticket. They've been able to provide 500 scholarships in town over the last 8 years because of this bike.
Wow.
So really, I mean, the bike's cool and all, but it's not even about the bike. It's about people going, yeah, here's $5. Here's $5. We want to donate to this. And then they do the bike. But mostly the bike is just like a medal more than it is something that people ride. I thought it was super cool that they were able to do 500 scholarships. The $5 raffle tickets are available to purchase and you get the bike on January 1st. But most people don't even want the bike. They just get in the fake auction.
Hold on. Are we talking like a bicycle or like a motorcycle?
No, a bicycle. Bike. A bicycle.
Bike. Because you say bike and I'm like, there's two different types of bike.
I was thinking Harley.
Oh, I was thinking bicycle.
I'm thinking you're winning a Harley.
It just says bike raffle, so I would just, and they make it.
I also pictured a Harley, but.
Okay, well.
But it could be a Huffy. We don't know.
It says no custom bicycle.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
All right. Training wheels?
Bro, I got text here. I just thought it was cool that the town gets the joke, even though it's not a joke. It's for a good cause.
That's really cool.
That they auction off a bike that really, it's not even about the bike.
Yeah.
But so many people buy the tickets that they've been able to do 500 scholarships. I don't know if it has training wheels. It is not a motorcycle. It's not a unicycle. Leave me alone, okay?
Okay.
Just trying to spread some positivity here. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Morgan, if you win this, you're the champ.
I need to win it.
Elder versus millennial. It's Eddie the oldest, Morgan the youngest. Eddie, I'll ask you questions that Morgan should know.
Yep.
Since you're the oldest.
Right. The elder. Respect your elders.
Who famously, Eddie, wore a low cut green Versace dress to the 2000 Grammy Award ceremony that led to the creation of Google Image Search? It was a low cut green Versace dress, and so many people were searching for the picture on Google that they had to create that images button.
Thank you, Fun Fact Friday. I think I ran into this one somewhere on the internet, so give me J-Lo.
Correct.
Yeah!
Let's introduce Eddie, our player here.
Yeah, here I am.
He's up four. Wait, data four.
Data four.
Yeah, data four.
And what am I up for?
No, you're losing 4-2. Oh. Yeah. He's up first. He's the data four. He's the Hispanic who don't panic. Woo. He's cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah.
And when he plays games, he demands to be respected. Yeah. It's producer Eddie. Eddie, Bravo turned away from performing arts, drama, and indie films in the early 2000s to focus on pop culture and reality shows. This makeover started in 2003 with the launch of what reality series? Bravo's network makeover started with what reality series?
Desperate Housewives.
Incorrect. Morgan.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm confused a little. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, you got it? So Bravo used to be the indie films, it was art-based, and then they switched. And now it was all reality shows. But their first big hit, their first big switch was what show in 2003?
Gosh, there's a few of them. But I do think you were close. I don't think it's Desperate Housewives. I think it's Real Housewives.
Real Housewives are on Bravo. Desperate Housewives are on ABC.
What are you talking about? That's not the same thing?
No.
Real and Desperate?
Desperate
don't
is...
Don't they go together?
No. So you're saying Desperate Housewives? Real Housewives?
Real Housewives.
That's incorrect. But that's the show's on there. It's Queer Eye.
It's the makeover. I was confused.
But you didn't mean makeover. You meant makeover as in they changed programming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was also innuendo.
What?
It's double entendre.
It's not double entendre.
I don't know what that means.
What early 2010s collectible rubber bracelet, Eddie, that formed into shapes, typically animals, became such a cultural phenomenon that national news outlets reported the toys being banned in some schools?
Yes.
Rubber bracelets that formed into shapes, typically animals, got to be such a big deal that schools had to ban them.
God, I remember these. Maybe my kids even had them. I don't know the name. Give me slap bracelet.
Incorrect. Morgan, to steal?
Yeah. I think they were just called bands with a Z. They were animal bands. Yeah. I'm just going bands with a Z.
They are bands with a Z, but it's silly bands with a Z.
Dang it.
So you did see it. Eddie with 1 point after that.
I'll take it.
Let's introduce Morgan. Eddie's opponent. She runs all of our digital. When it comes to millennial knowledge, she's the smartest, and she recently shot her shot with a country artist. It's Morgan number two. Morgan, get two of these and be the champion.
Okay.
Question number one. I'm going to play you a song here. This song is called Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wake me up before you go-go.
The band is Wham. Who's the lead singer?
Dang it, I only knew Wham. I was really excited. Who is the lead singer of Wham? Somebody who went solo? Dang it. Wake me up before you... Elton John.
Incorrect. He did perform with Elton John. They even did Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. It was George Michael.
Hey, I can steal that.
Yeah.
Oh, he knew it.
I knew it, though.
He knew it. No doubt he knew it.
Hey, thanks for your confidence in me, though.
You knew that one.
100%.
Get to the choppa is a famous line from what 1987 sci-fi film, Morgan? And here is a clip.
Get to the choppa!
I mean, context clues here are the only thing I have, and I'm going with the Terminator.
That's a great guess. That is incorrect.
Get to the choppa!
What year?
87.
Commando.
Yes!
Incorrect. Here's the clip
Get
again.
Get to the choppa!
Predator.
Is that Arnold, though?
That's Arnold.
It is Arnold. Morgan, who played Johnny Castle in the 1987 movie Dirty Dancing?
Oh, Patrick Swayze.
Correct. That's correct. That's it. Eddie 2, Morgan 1.
Dang.
Okay, so I won. Okay,
it's like, all right.
You're still in it, buddy.
Let's go.
Man. Should I have not just known you knew George Michael?
I mean, I feel like some people would complain about that, okay. but I knew that. 100%.
I know you knew it, and I don't know why I thought you'd already said it. You knew it so well. But I do understand people will complain. So, Eddie, I'm going to ask you a Morgan question, and if you get it right, then you just get to win anyway.
Okay.
If you miss it, though, there's just no game this week.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to play a song.
Hey, you don't want to go with, I knew it, because I didn't
do,
know it.
I do, and I know you knew it, but I can't.
Okay, all right, come on.
This song here, Hey There Delilah, in 2005, you may recognize this.
Hey there Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
Name the band.
Plain White Tees.
Correct.
Oh, hey, Ball Never Lies.
Ball Never Lies. Nice job, Eddie. Nice job. 4-3. Nice job. Morgan, how are you?
Uh-oh. I'm good. Yeah.
You look shocked.
Have you heard anything from Dustin Lynch?
No, I have not.
Okay. I didn't tell her we're going to do this segment until right now.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Well, I just have a couple kind of mid-dates, updates, but not all the way up, just mid. So Morgan shot her shot with Dustin Lynch. Then the label reached out, and they're like, we want to send him on a date. But then we're like, do we want to do it? Is that Scuba, what's the latest on the label saying they want to send Dustin Lynch and Morgan on an airplane date?
Nothing new since we last talked about it.
So here we are. So let me do a couple mid-dates. Abby, you go first.
Okay, this was so weird. This happened last week, like during all of this, right after you gave the bracelet to him. I went to a CMA party and there were a whole bunch of artists performing at it. And I walk in and guess who's on stage? Dustin!
Was he wearing the bracelet? Her bracelet?
Well, no, he was not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. But he was singing Stars Like Confetti and I was like, okay, this is so weird. Like, what are the odds of this? Yeah, there we go. And then, guess what happens? The girl in the front row hands him something, and it is a friendship bracelet with her number on it. Mm. And he was like, oh, a friendship bracelet with your number. Okay. And then he just, like, changed the subject. And I was like, okay, so did, like, Morgan, is he getting bombarded by bracelets now? You know?
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know if it's a, I mean, Travis Kelce was.
Yeah.
But Taylor, but. But yes.
I told you guys it was unoriginal. This is what everyone's going to do now.
But it doesn't matter if it's original or not. You don't have to do something completely.
Well, yeah, now Morgan's just like all the other girls giving him fresh friendship bracelets. Mm-hmm.
But does he like Morgan better? Because a lot of people ask people out.
Yeah.
You don't like everybody else when you ask somebody out. Do they like you, though, to want to go out with you? So what do you think about the whole situation there?
Like what happened there?
Yeah, and then
well,
here.
I feel like. I mean, Morgan may have started something because she was one of the first ones that did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like he should have texted her. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Okay. That's all she wants to say at this point.
I feel like he should have. Yeah. It shouldn't go to anybody else. Right. Like he should have said anything. Like his thoughts are just like, hey,
the record label shouldn't reach out.
Yeah.
But again, Dustin could also think it's a bit that we're doing and not think it's real. The same way we think it's. So I'm giving him that benefit of the doubt. Yes. Raymundo, you have some news.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's really if Morgan really wants to hear it. It's just...
Oh.
Wait, what? Uh-oh. Ever... Okay. All right.
What?
Well, when he prefaces it that way, does Morgan want to hear it on the radio? Or does she want to hear it in private?
Well, I mean, about what it's about is he has a chick.
Hmm.
And I do have some sources on it, so I'm not just totally just bringing this out here.
I mean, Ray does have the inside sources.
Hold on a minute. Before you believe this, Morgan, don't believe it yet. Go ahead. Don't say who it is.
All right.
She's from a TV show?
Yeah, she's from a TV show, from a popular show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if I tell, it's kind of going to give away who it is. But Dustin was supposed to play a wedding, and then that wedding never happened. And so this relationship has started. He's friends with this person. And then this person came to CMA Awards week and didn't walk the red carpet with him, but because she's a celebrity on the TV. She's a reality star. She was able to walk the carpet, and it just looked like she was walking the carpet because she's walking the carpet because she's famous, not because she's with Dustin Lynch. And then she stayed in town the whole time. She was with Dustin. I don't believe they're necessarily sitting together at the award show, but, I mean, the fact that he was supposed to play at her wedding, they kept in touch for 8 months, and then
at her wedding, like, she was getting married?
Yeah, she was.
You know, Lunchbox?
I picked it up on his clues.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But here's the thing.
Oh, I don't know.
That, I don't want to say too much, but I don't think you're right. Because I know something about that person that says she is not with Dustin Lynch.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, She could be with multiple people. I have no idea.
Got it.
Yeah. I don't think we're talking about the same person.
Oh, hey, trust me, we are.
No, we're not. You don't know my people.
Trust me, we are.
What's going on here?
I don't know, Eddie.
But yeah, I didn't want Morgan to get all hurt, but I really do think he has a chick.
If it's the same person that you think it is, let me talk. We're in. I have a secret button. We can talk privately.
Okay.
It is same person. Yeah. No, she's.
Same person.
Yeah, she's making another dude. Nothing. It's not Dustin.
Yeah.
I just saw it the other day.
You saw it like with your eyeballs?
I didn't, but a friend did.
So who's the better source?
Oh, you gotta trust me because I don't have source. I don't care about this stuff. And it wasn't even about Morgan. Someone was like, hey. I can't give away too much, okay. But trust me, that's not Dustin's girl. I don't know if it was ever.
Can I guess who it is to you?
Well, no.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah,
that's not
current.
Okay.
That's not current. I don't know if it was past, but it's not current. I'm telling you it's not current. So there we have. That's all the information. Dustin has not reached out to Morgan since Morgan asked him out. The label has reached out to us and Dustin and Morgan on an airplane date, but then we're like, why would the label reach out? Is that just for promotion? But he doesn't really need the promotion right now. But then also maybe he just thinks it's a bit and doesn't think it's real. So he's having them do that. We don't know. That's where we are. Do not take too much of what Ray's saying. I can tell you for a fact, don't take too much of it, okay?
No, it's okay. Listen, I'm just riding this wave right now. Like, I did it. I'm still proud of myself. Me I told too. You guys, regardless of the outcome, I'm very proud of myself.
Good.
So
good for you. I agree. Okay. Everybody good?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell me, let's get the microphone. Yeah.
What I saw, like, his last post, there were a whole bunch of people, like, posting or commenting Morgan. And they're like, take Morgan on a date.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really? Know if that helps.
Let's go. It does.
Does that help? Okay.
It helps a ton.
Heck yeah, no.
In case you forgot.
Okay.
Guess you forgot. I like
so we're
it.
Encouraging them to keep doing that?
We're not encouraging them to not do it.
I like that.
All right. Here's Sean.
Hey, Bobby. I am originally from Hot Springs, Arkansas, and I recently moved the past few months to California. And, you know, down here, I can't hardly find your radio station, so I downloaded the iHeartRadio app. You know, I've been missing home and everything, and listening to your podcast and your radio station, and just hear y'all talk and joke and everything. It makes me feel like home, and I just want to say I appreciate y'all, and keep up the good work y'all been doing.
Appreciate that, Sean. It'll get better, too, for sure. And iHeart Country Channel on iHeartRadio, you can hear us live or listen to the podcast.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Picture it. You're on an airplane and you're taking off and you realize that some of the windows aren't on there.
What do you mean?
Like
there are holes?
Air?
Yeah. Like the windows started to slide off and then air and noise, like it gets really
loud.
Why am
I loud. Picturing this? I gotta stop picturing it.
Yeah, because that's exactly what happened on this one flight that was going to London.
It can't be America.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you said London, but it can't be from America.
Sorry, from London to Orlando.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was like Turkey. No.
And they had to turn around after they discovered that some cabin windows were missing after the plane took off. Mm-hmm. They were 30 minutes into the flight, and they were like, what is happening?
Well, just keep going at that point.
They're already up there?
Yeah, just keep going. You know what? We'll risk it.
Flying across the Atlantic?
Yeah, we'll risk it. I don't want to turn around.
So... They were able to turn around and land, but passengers were like, it's a little cold back here and it's a little loud. And then they realized like, oh, because it wasn't obvious to them at first. But I guess this plane had been part of a movie scene the day before. Or
you've
filming.
Got to be kidding me that they took this plane up without checking to make sure that all the movie prop work was reversed.
Investigators believe the windows were damaged by high-powered lights that were used for filming in a film set the day before.
I still don't want to turn around, but yeah.
The foam around the windows melted, and it made the...
That's crazy. That's stupid. I hate it. Glad it wasn't me. All right, what else?
Everyone is okay. And speaking of travel, AAA expects Thanksgiving this year to be nuts. 55 million people traveling, and... 49 million of those people are going to be driving. So they're going to be on the road. So I have suggestions of when you should actually travel.
You should leave on Thanksgiving Day at noon.
Right when everyone's eating.
The roads are clean, buddy. Why? What do they say?
Well, they say next Tuesday and Wednesdays are the worst days overall. So if you can sneak out, maybe even Monday night, that might help. And then Sunday is the worst.
What job do they have where you can sneak out
probably
on Monday
not.
Night?
Yeah. All right, I guess Wednesday night, maybe. Sunday is the worst day to head home. So if you can head home on Friday or Saturday, you may want to do that instead.
That's your excuse to get out of having to stay with the family. Hey, man, I heard on the Bobby Bones Show, it's very dangerous on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Thanksgiving because you get to get in see most that do most of that stuff and then get out quicker.
Yeah, and then I think what you mentioned yesterday, gas prices are going to be better.
Yeah, gas prices are lower than they've ever been.
So that's good.
Well, in a long time, not forever.
Right, lots of people on the road. And if you happen to be traveling on Thanksgiving Day, I saw the restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving Day, Applebee's, Cracker Barrel.
Tip your people like crazy if you can.
Because they're working
if
on the holiday.
If you can, yes.
Sonic's open on Thanksgiving, Wendy's, and...
Those used to be my places where I'd find somewhere, my single and lonely.
Oh, when you were
on. I'd find places that were open and go eat. Yeah. But not anymore. I'm happy as a clam. What else?
Dierks Bentley, did you know he's in the running for the country artist that has the most Grammy nominations has never won? He's tied with another artist.
How many nominations?
I knew this was like a thing. He calls himself, it's an old reference, but the Susan Lucci, because she did finally win, but she was from a soap opera and she was nominated every year and never won.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I knew we talked about the Dierks part before, but I didn't realize he was tied with Martina McBride. They both have 14 Grammy nominations and not one.
She is probably
Emmy.
Like, please be nominated and don't win.
So she's not there
anymore. Yeah. Well, Dierks is able to win one. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Fall is in full effect. I think almost all the leaves have fallen off my trees, which means winter is coming. It always seems to swoop in fast, and it feels like it lasts forever.
And well, for me, that means it's time to refresh winter wardrobe. And if you're like me, well, you love to maybe shake things up, bold, bright colors. And Macy's has everything from royal blue coats to green handbags and so many other cute things. And if you're feeling a little more low-key this season, you can check out their warm winter neutrals like muted dresses and sweaters.
For all the inspiration, all the must-haves, hit up Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. And if you're like me and you need a little help finding your style, you can pair up with a personal stylist.
It doesn't matter what type of event you're shopping for, whether it's a fun company holiday party or a holiday gift exchange with the family, a Macy's personal stylist will help you put your look together, either in the store or from the comfort of your own home.
Best of all, totally free. That's right. So hit up Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. Totally free. Macy's.com/personal stylist.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Barbie's been all the rage this year, and so a group of people in Mobile, Alabama got together to use Barbie to help some girls that are in foster care.
That's cool.
The group is Health Connect America, and they decided, you know what? Let's go ahead, gather these girls, and give them an experience. So they even put them on this Princess Experience bus and took them to get a Barbie makeover. They could choose from a manicure, makeup, hair treatment, or they could opt for Barbie Deluxe, was all three treatments.
Yeah, I'll take all three. Why would you just get one? I'll take all three. I'd like all three today, as a matter of fact.
Right, same. And the goal is just to show these girls some care, but also bring their inner beauty out as well with this makeover and make them feel confident. And I think it's a good way to remind us that we can reach out in our community, think about foster kids and how we can give back to them.
I wish my inner beauty was brought out more.
You want the Barbie Deluxe?
Just get on the Deluxe, Amy. Just get it.
I'm fishing for someone to give me the Deluxe.
You got it, man.
Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all.